For Older Kids, a message for Michael by Sue Ellen Stoutweiler, based on a true story. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 11, verse 15.
Okay, everyone, time to go.
Michael stifled a groan as his family grabbed their scriptures and journals and headed to the car. Usually he loved spending time with his family, but sometimes he thought his parents asked too much. This weekend was a perfect example. All of his friends were hiking or camping for spring break, but Michael's family was watching General Conference. It was now Sunday afternoon, and they were driving back to church to watch the final session of conference. Michael slumped his shoulders and sighed. Mom heard the sigh and turned to face him.
What's up, Michael? Did David eat the last sandwich or something?
Why do we have to watch every session of conference? Why can't we just watch one on Sunday and read the rest in the ensign, he blurted. It's boring sitting through so many talks, especially since they're all for grown-ups. It doesn't seem like anyone ever speaks to us kids. Aren't we important?
The brethren usually speak to the grown-ups because we have more accountability,
Mom said.
But I believe that if you will listen with your heart, as well as with your ears, you will hear a message from Heavenly Father just for you.
Michael felt a little encouraged, and he tried to listen as the session opened. As he listened, he heard Elder Nelson talk about avoiding contention. He did sometimes argue with his little brother. Was that his personal message? Then Elder Ballard spoke about TV and how it had been invented by a Latter-day Saint. He thought that was interesting, so he wrote it down in his journal. Suddenly, Michael stiffened and stopped writing. He felt a chill run up his back, and then his whole body grew warm as he heard the prophet, President Ezra Taft-Benson, start his talk.
For my closing message at this conference, I would now like to speak to the children of the church. Yes, to you, our precious children. And as you listen, I pray that you will know that this is a personal message just for you.
Michael's mouth fell open, and he looked at Mom, who was looking at him too. Then he turned back to President Benson and listened, really listened, with his heart as well as with his ears.
How I love you! How our Heavenly Father loves you! Learn to do His will and enjoy true happiness. It will help you now and throughout your life.
Michael settled back in his seat. The prophet had spoken to him. He had received his personal message, after all.
Sidebar. As a deacon, I know it is my responsibility to watch General Conference. Last time I watched it, I enjoyed the speeches from the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and the Quorum of the 70. I also like hearing the songs and the prayers. Conference was a very spiritual experience for me. Avery C., age 12, Utah, USA.
End of the story. A Message for Michael by Sue Ellen Stoutweiler, based on a true story.
Question Corner. Sometimes no one sits by me at church, and I feel lonely and like I don't fit in. What can I do? Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
You should go to them and say, "Do you have an empty chair?" Then you can sit by him or her, and you can say hi and make friends. Braden A., age 9, Colorado, USA.
In sacrament meeting, if you ever feel this way, I have made good friends with the elderly people in my ward. They always make me smile. Also, you could sit with the family with kids around your age. Just don't be shy. Samantha J., age 12, California, USA. I think you should try to get interested in someone else instead of waiting for them to get interested in you. One time I was in a play and I didn't see anyone I knew. Before my mom left me there, she pointed at an older girl and suggested I go sit by her. I was very shy at first, but later we spent every rehearsal together when we could. Anyone can be a friend. Adele V., age 11, California, USA.
First, I would pray. Second, I would look for someone else lonely. Third, I would go sit by them. This will make you happy, and the person you're sitting by will be happy too. This is also a good way to make a new friend. Tanner E., age 10, Utah, USA.
Step 1. Go sit somewhere else. Step 2. Say hi to someone. Step 3. Ask if you can sit there. Step 4. If that doesn't work, pray. You should always pray when you are in a sticky situation. In 4 easy steps, you could have an instant best friend. Good luck. Kate W., age 10, Idaho, USA.
You should act first and go sit by your other classmates. They might be having the same feeling that you're having. You can also pray and ask Heavenly Father to help you decide what to do. And telling your parents about your problem can be a great help. Good luck. Helen L., age 12, Utah, USA.
You can make friends by saying nice comments and smiling. Jane H., age 7, Auckland, New Zealand.
Next question. No matter how hard I try to always be good, I still make a lot of mistakes. How can I stop feeling so discouraged when I mess up? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer in photo by March 31st, 2013. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put question corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission.
End of the section for older kids.